Hey there, fellow humans. Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's probably buzzing around your kitchen table right now, the impact of screen time on our little ones. Ever feel like your teenager lives in their own digital world? Or maybe you catch your toddler glued to a tablet while they could be playing outside? You know that feeling when you're trying to connect with them, but they're miles away, scrolling through something, anything. Well, we're gonna unpack this mess together and figure out how to reclaim those precious moments and create healthy habits for the next generation. Listen, I get it. Technology is amazing. It's a powerful tool for learning, connecting, and exploring. But too much of a good thing can be, well, not so good. Just like we wouldn't let our kids eat candy for every meal, we need to be mindful about their screen time. And trust me, this isn't just some mom blog rant. There's real science behind it. Studies show that excessive screen time can impact everything from sleep and attention span to social skills and even physical health. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as we navigate this digital jungle. First up, moderation is key. Think of screen time like a delicious dessert. Enjoy it occasionally, but don't let it become your main course. Set clear limits for both weekdays and weekends, and stick to them as much as possible. Remember, those hours spent scrolling can be replaced with real-life adventures, family time, or even just good old-fashioned play. Next, make screen time a shared experience. Instead of letting kids zone out on their devices alone, turn it into a family activity. Watch a movie together, play an interactive game, or explore educational apps as a team. This not only helps them develop social skills, but also gives you valuable time to bond and create memories. Now, let's talk about content. Just like we choose healthy foods for our bodies, we need to be selective about the digital fuel we're giving our kids. Encourage age-appropriate apps, educational shows, and interactive games that stimulate their creativity and critical thinking. Limit exposure to violent or inappropriate content, and always supervise their online activities. Remember, you're the guide in this digital world. Fourth, let's break the always-on mentality. Encourage your kids to unplug regularly and engage with the real world. Plan outdoor adventures, family game nights, or even just some good old-fashioned conversation around the dinner table. Help them discover the joys of reading, drawing, building, and connecting with people face-to-face. Lastly, set a good example. Children learn by observing. If you're constantly glued to your phone, they'll likely follow suit. Make a conscious effort to put your device down during family time, mealtimes, and conversations. Show them that real life is just as exciting and fulfilling as the digital world. Speaking of real life, picture this. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and you're having a family picnic in the park. The kids are running around, laughing, building sandcastles, and soaking up the sun. Your partner is grilling delicious food, and everyone is relaxed and enjoying each other's company. Sounds amazing, right? Now imagine that same scene, but instead of playful laughter, you hear the constant tap, tap, tapping of screens. The kids are absorbed in their devices, missing out on all the fun happening around them. Sad, isn't it? Let's face it, we don't want our children to miss out on those precious moments of connection and real-world experiences. So let's make a conscious effort to limit screen time, encourage healthy digital habits, and prioritize face-to-face interactions. Remember, the goal isn't to demonize technology, it's about finding the sweet spot where kids can benefit from its amazing potential without becoming slaves to their screens. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the tricky world of screen time with your little ones. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and every step you take towards creating a healthier digital balance is a win for everyone involved. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode and tag me at @yourphoneisthevillain on social media. Let's keep the conversation going and build a community of empowered parents who are reclaiming their time and raising happy, healthy kids in this digital age. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and remember, real life is waiting.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.